Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Tes, and we have 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Ches on the base, the two dots, the Chain Erev Pesach. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Shloim Zev Ben Avram Yitzchak. So yesterday we began the 23rd Perek of Masech de Shabbos, Perek Shoyal, which deals with halachos of Mekach Umemker B'Shabbos. The Mishnah said, V'chein Erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim shechalias b'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim fell out on Shabbos, if somebody had to bring a Karban Pesach, it's Shabbos, he didn't have a sheep that he prepared before Shabbos, you're not allowed to buy a sheep on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says there was an Eitzah, there was a workaround. Maniach talisoi etzla, you were able to go to a person that sells sheep, give him your talis, v'noiteles pischoi, take the animal, v'oisei mecheshben lacha yantif, and make a cheshben with him after yantif. Meaning, even though there's an iser to do mekach u'memker b'Shabbos, but being that this person is in a little bit of a jam, so the Chachamim said that there's a way to work around, to circumvent the halachos of v'daber davar, mimtzoi cheftzecha, chafatzecha asurois, and there's a way for a person to acquire the sheep on Shabbos, so that he'd be able to bring the Karban Pesach. But the truth is, as the Gemara is about to discuss, there's another halachic problem with purchasing an animal on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos, for you to be able to bring your Karban Pesach. And that is, there's a Mishnah, Masechtes Be'ah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that says, Ein Makdishin, you're not allowed to make something hektish on Shabbos. Meaning, the Mishnah addressed the Chayshah Mishpat component. How are you allowed to buy an animal on Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not allowed to do business. So the Mishnah says, there's a way to circumvent the system. But there's another problem. Presumably, the animal that you're going to buy is chulin. If the animal is chulin, in order to bring it as a Karban Pesach, you'd have to be makdish it. You'd have to say, I want this animal to bring be a Karban Pesach. That is in and of itself an issue. Now, it's only an issur d'rabbanan for a person to make something hektish, but the context and the backdrop of this next Gemara that we're about to learn is that l'chura, there's another issue that you need to address in order for this to work, and that is, what happened to the idea that a person is not allowed to make something hektish on Shabbos? Zok the Mishnah, v'chein Erev Pesach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, makdish adam pischa b'Shabbos, a person is allowed to make a Karban Pesach hektish on Shabbos. Meaning, if you have an animal that's chulin, and you want to be makdish it as a Karban Pesach, it's Yud Dalid Nisan Shechol Yais b'Shabbos, meaning it's the day that you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, even though ordinarily you're not allowed to make an animal hektish on Shabbos, but your Karban Pesach boy b'yoyim is okay. V'chagigah sabi yontif. Additionally, if it's yontif, and you need to bring your Karban Chagiga, that's one of the Karbanis that a person had to bring on Yontif, even though ordinarily it wouldn't be okay for you to make an animal hektish, but on Yontif, when you need to bring your Karban Chagiga, that's going to be okay. Zok Rashi immediately, what's the reason for it? If you're not allowed to make something hektish on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make something hektish on Yontif, so why Rabbi Yochanan say you're allowed to be makdish a Karban Pesach on Shabbos? Why Rabbi Yochanan say that you're allowed to bring a Karban Chagiga on Yontif? Says Rashi Gishmak. Because being that the Karban Pesach itself is Doicha Shabbos, and being that the Karban Chagiga itself is Doicha Yontif, so Madoch the Hakrov is Doicha Shabbos and Yontif. Certainly making it hektish should be Doicha Shabbos and Yontif. The Hakrov involves Yisurei Dairaisa. Loi Makdishin, the Issa to make something hektish on Shabbos is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So if the actual Hakrov is Doicha Shabbos, when Pesach is Cholios B'Shabbos, if the actual Hakrov is Doicha Yontif every time you bring the Karban Chagiga, then certainly being Makdish it would be Doicha as well. Says the Gemara, name it Misayeli. At first glance, we would seem to have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'chein Erev Pesach B'Yerushalayim Shecholios B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Manich Talisa Yatzlei V'noit Teles Pischa V'Oisei Yimai Chesh V'Lachei Yontif. The Mishnah said, if a person accidentally forgot to prepare his Karban Pesach, there's an Eitzah, you can go buy a sheep, I Mekach U'Memker B'Shabbos, and the Mishnah said, there's a way to do it. What's the Raya? What we spoke at in the introduction. The Mishnah only addressed the Chayshah Mishpat component. How you allowed to acquire something on Shabbos? What happened to the fact that you're not allowed to be Makdish it? Oh, must be to write to Rabbi Yochanan. That even though ordinarily you're not allowed to make something Hektish on Shabbos, but over here, being that the Pesach itself is Doicha Shabbos, so being Makdish the Pesach should also be Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, name him Misayeli. Do we have a Raya to what Rabbi Yochanan said? But the Gemara said, no, you have no right. Because Hachab Mayaskinon, it could be that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case, and that is b'memana acherim imoy al pischay. It could be the Mishnah is talking about where this person didn't actually acquire a sheep take it home and make it Hekdesh. Rather, there was a person who before Shabbos had already been Makdesh or Karban Pesach. And he was selling shears in his Karban Pesach because he wanted people to join his Chabura. Like this, they could partake in his Karban Pesach. This person never prepared a Karban Pesach. So what he did was, he didn't buy the sheep. He just bought shears in this animal. But the animal had already been Hekdesh from before Shabbos. So the truth is, he didn't have to be makdish the animal. All he had to do was to figure out the mominous component, because to buy shears, you need to pay money. The problem is it's Shabbos. So the Mishnah only addressed the thing that needed to be addressed, and that is working out the monetary component. But as in terms of being makdish it, it wasn't necessary to be makdish it, because we're talking about a situation like the Gemara Fir Zoyis, the Mi'ikara Mikdash V'Kai. It was Ekdash already. If it was Ekdash already, this isn't going to be an issue. Faith the Gemara, another cash. But now I'm going to the Mishnah. Ein nimnen ala behema b'tchila b'yontif. This is a Mishnah Mesechtes Beyo that says a person is not allowed to become part of an animal on yontif. Even on yontif, you're not allowed to do this. Meaning on yontif, you're not allowed to pay somebody to be a shutif in his carbon. So what's shot in our Mishnah, essentially? The Mishnah says you're allowed to do it. I thought this halacha, even on Yontif, certainly on Shabbos, you're never allowed to buy shears in an animal. So the Gemara says, Shani Hacha, another akimta in our Mishnah, Kivin derogal etzla. It's talking about a person that's been part of this chabura for many years. So today you think of matzah chaburas. Once upon a time, they had Pesach chaburas. The Torah says the carbon Pesach was eaten by chabura. So you have a chabura of people, of families, they all are shutfim in the same Karban Pesach. This yid used to be part of this chabura. So it just so happens that he forgot to arrange it before Shabbos. But ordinarily, every year he's part of it. The point is that being that he's always rogel, it's command imni be me karadami. It's sort of implied and understood that he was going to be part of this chabura. So in this case, the Mishnah that says ein nimnen ala behema b'tchil b'yantif doesn't apply. Ein nimnen ala behema b'tchil b'yantif. That's when this is a chiddush. That's when this person ordinarily wouldn't be part of this chabura, but being this person's always part of the chabura, so it was already assumed that he was going to be part of it, and to make yourself part of an yontif, that's going to be an issue. But the Gemara asks another cash. A person's allowed to go to the shepherd that he usually shops by, the noisly tleh b'pischoy, and he's allowed to buy a tleh umakdishoy, and it could be makdishit v'yotzeboy, and he could be yotze with it. So what does the Gemara want with this? So at the very least, argues the Gemara, this should be a raya to what Rabbi Yochanan said, meaning we thought we had a raya from the Mishnah, that you're allowed to be makdish a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, even though ordinarily you're not allowed to make an animal hektish, but being that the hakrov is doich Shabbos of the Karban Pesach, certainly making it hektish should be doich Shabbos as well. The Gemara says, Nebi Messiah, let me bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Gemara was doich in it. But the Gemara says, let's at least bring a raya from Yeshaya. Again, what did Rabbi Yeshaya say? Very clear. A person's allowed to go to the raya, harogalatz. Like we're talking about when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, give money or work out a cheshbon, take the sheep home, umakdishoy. And be makdashit. Sounds clearly like you're going to be makdashit. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami, dear to Kivan the Raga, let's lay Akdushalay Mekara. We're talking about where a person's buying his sheep from the person that he always buys it from. The Meicher knew that this yid was going to show up. As the sun was setting before Shabbos, he realized he never came to buy his sheep. So he said, he's probably going to show up on Shabbos, he's going to have issues, let me be makdish it for him. But the point is, it was already hakdish. So when the yid buys it on Shabbos, he has no problem with it needing to become hektish, because he was makdish it already. So if that's the case, you have no right to Rabbi Yochanan. Faith the Gemara, how could that be? Well, makdish ketani. What did Rabbi Yeshaya say? It says clearly you should be makdish it. So the Gemara says, no, hektish ilo midrabban. It's not a real hektish. The hektish that Bryce was referring to was the rabban and the hektish. It's a very interesting idea that if you acquire something that's hektish, there's an inyan to be makdish it anyways, even though you're not really doing anything. And that hektish is not a real hektish, because it was already hektish before. So being that you're not really doing anything when you're being makdish it, so it comes out, it's not included in the iser to be makdish something. The bottom line is that Rabbi Yochanan said, makdish adam pischoy b'shabbos v'chagigosei b'yontif. The Gemara thought we had a raya from the Mishnah. We don't have a raya. Then the Gemara thought we have a raya, at the very least from Rabbi Yeshaya. Oichmishtai raya. But now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Hachi. Could Rabbi Yechon really have said this? Could Rabbi Yechon say a person could, on Shabbos, be magdish a carbon pesach. Rabbi Yochanan say that any untef a person can be magdish a carbon chagigo. From Rabbi Yochanan said halacha k'stam mishnah. Everyone knows Rabbi Yochanan holds that halacha is like k'stam mishnah. This is one of the klolim that come up throughout Shas. Rabbi Yochanan always paskins like k'stam mishnah. The time we learned in a k'stam mishnah mesachtes beya loy magdishin. Now let me make something hektish. V'loy ma'richin, you can't make erichin. V'loy ma'chrimim, that's another form of hektish. V'loy ma'gbin chumas u'maisris, you can't be marfish chumas u'maisris. Kolelu b'yantav amru, all these things that you're not allowed to do is on yantav. Kavuchayim b'shabbos, and certainly you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. How could Rabbi Yochanan say you can be makdish a korban pesach on Shabbos and a korban chagiga on yantav? It's a stam mishnah that says you're not allowed to make something hektish. So we know the answer already. Loy kasha kam b'chayvish kavul namzman, kam b'chayvish ain kavul namzman. Rabbi Yochanan was talking dafka about a pesach on Shabbos, because Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, so the hektish of the Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon was talking about the Chagig on Yantiv. The Chagig is Doicha Yantiv, so being Makdish, the Chagig is also going to be Doicha Yantiv. That Mishnah that says, Loi Makdishin, Volei Marichin, Volei Machrimim, that's talking about to make a Chatos, to make an Oilo, to be Mafrish on Shabbos, a carbon that you can't bring on Shabbos. Being that the Akrov is not Doicha Shabbos, there's a new Issa that says that making it hektish isn't going to be Doicha Shabbos and Yantiv either. Incidentally, before we go right to why is it that you can't make something hektish on Shabbos? Why not? What's the Isser? It's not an Isser D'Raisa. It's not one of the Lamentas Malachis. It's not Tchumim. It's not Shvisas Behemo. It's not Lav D'Mechamer. It's not Havara. That's L'Lav Yoitzis. It's not Shvisas Kelim. It's not Uvda D'Chayil. It's not a Tircha. What's the Isser? Why can't a person make something hektish on Shabbos? Why can't a person make something hektish on Yontif? So Rashi in Masechtes Beya, in that Sugya, Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, says it's because it's similar to Mekach HaMemker. And the reason for it is based on a basic principle, Hektish and Kachin 101, and that is Amirasoi Ligvaya is Kimsirasoi Lahedyatami. When a person makes something hektish, two things happen. Number one, it's Chal Kedusha. Hektish is a Sith Katan in Hilchis Nedarim. When you say, I want something to be hektish, the power of your speech, Shmiras Halashin 101. You have such a koyach, you're a nuclear power, your mouth, that you could actually create Kedusha. A person has the ability, by uttering a few sentences, to make something hektish. So when you say Harezu Chatas, it's Chal Kedusha's Chatas. It becomes so holy that you could bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, you could be Makrivit, you could do Zrikas, there's going to be a Reich Nechayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anytime you make something hektish, there's a Hilchis Kedusha, or in the world of Lamdis, a Hilchis Nedarim, Nidre Hektish component. But in addition to that, there's a Chayshah Mishpat piece. Because when you make something hektish, the title of this item transfers from the Rishus of Hegyit to the Rishus of Hektish. Now, ordinarily, in order to transfer title, in order to be Makna something, in order for something to go from Reuven's Rishus to Shimon's Rishus, you'd have to make a Kinyan. Meshicha, Mesira, Hagbah, you'd have to make some sort of Kinyan. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. The Chiddush and Hektish is that Amira Legvaya is Mesira Lehedit. That simply saying, I want this to be Hektish, that in and of itself makes it Hektish. But the point is, there's a Mekach Mavkar component to Hektish. Because every time you Makdish something, it transfers Rishos. So if it transfers Rishos, that's the reason that Loi Makdishim, either way, Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush is that it's true, you're not allowed to make something Hektish on Shabbos and on Yontif. But at the same time, if you want to be Makdish a carbon, that Gufa is Doich Shabbos, that Gufa is Doich Yontif, it's Erev Pesach Shchol. And you forgot to be Makdish your Karban Pesach, you're allowed to be Makdish it. What happened to Mekach HaMemker? Yeah, what happened to Shchita? What happened to Kabbalah Elach HaZrika? You're about to go ahead and Haktar, you're going to do things that you're really not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Hakrov is Leicha Shabbos? If the Hakrov is Leicha Shabbos, certainly being Makdish it should also be Leicha Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Moina Adam es Archav. A person's allowed to count his guest on Shabbos. That's Parparoysov. He's allowed to count his portions of food that he's going to serve at his meal on Shabbos, mipiv. This is a very big kiddush. You can only do it orally, avalei min aksav. You're not allowed to do it from the aksav. So you can't read off a piece of paper. Okay, so he RSVP'd and he RSVP'd. You can read your guest list orally if you know it ba'al peh, but if you read it mitoich aksav, teresh aksav, that's not okay. Mefis adam and ne beisei al vashulchan. A person's allowed to make a gairo with his family to determine who gets a bigger piece, who gets a smaller piece. This is old school. U'bevad shalo yischav and lasas manu gadol. But that's only if you don't have one piece that's like a lot bigger than another piece. Rashi says, the Kohanim on Shabbos and in Yontif, we're allowed to make goyrolos with the different portions of food, avalei alamanos. We'll see what all this means in the Gemara. Either way, the next part of the daf is going to focus on the first line of the Mishnah. A person is allowed to count his guests. He's allowed to count his portions, but only bal peh. Avaloi min aksav. You can't read it off a piece of paper. And the obvious question is, my time, why not? What in the world are you doing wrong? You're just reading your guest list. Says the Gemara, two reasons. Rabbi said, Gzeir Shem Yimchit. There's a Gzeir Chamur, concerned that you may decide to erase one of the names. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to erase the name, you'll come to do Meichek, which is one of the Lamatas Malachis. So because of the Gzeir Shem Yimchit, the Chachamim said, don't even read it. Abayah said, Gzeir Shem Yimchit B'Shtori Hedyotis. Because the Malachis, you're not allowed to read from Shtori Hedyotis on Shabbos. And there's a concern that if you're going to read guestless, you may come to read Shtori Hedyotis. Now, there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly Shtori Hedyotis are. Rashi says Shtori Hedyotis are Shtori Shel Nekach U'Memkar. That if you're going to read a guest list, you may read a business contract. You may read things that are usher to read on Shabbos because it's business. Tosfos says, even more partial, you may read a letter. You may read things that are just not Shabbos-tick. But either way, either it's a gzeira that you may come to be moichek, or it's a gzeira, shema yikro, b'shtori hedyotis. Okti gemara, my b'nayu. What's the nafkimina between the two pshatim? Ika b'nayu, the kosaf, akoysol, emidli. Nafkimina would be, what happens if the guest list was written on a wall? And it was written really high up. It says that the reason you're not allowed to read from a list is because there's a gezeira that you may come to be meichik. You're going to be meichik, what? You're going to climb the ladder and you're going to be meichik. It's not a reasonable chashash. That says that we're concerned that if you read this, you may come to reach. At the end of the day, you're reading something that's not a daf gemara. That's not okay on Shabbos. Says the gemara, two kashas. So you're telling me that according to the mandam Hashem Yimchik, it would be okay to read the guest list as long as it's high up. And that's the nafkamina between Rabibi and Abaya. That's the nafkamina between Gzeira Shema Yimchai, Gzeira Shema Yikr B'Shtar Yoytis. What if it's high up? If it's Shema Yimchai, no worries. If it's Shema Yikr B'Shtar Yoytis, then it's going to be a problem. Faith the Gemara, number one, according to the mandama that holds Shema Yimchai, Nech Shema Yikr. I mean, the Gemara assumes that why would the mandama that holds Shema Yimchai not also be concerned Shema Yikr? At the end of the day, it's also a reasonable concern. And we'll see momentarily, the Gemara is going to Cheshbin in the reverse as well. The mandama that holds Shema Yikra, why shouldn't he hold of Shema Yimchai? They're both reasonable cheshashas. So Rabibi, you only hold of Shema Yimchai, you don't hold of Shema Yikra, and you want to say a kula that if it's high up, there's no Shema Yimchai, you have nothing to worry about. Freight the Gemara, I don't hear it so much. At the end of the day, why shouldn't you also hold of Shema Yikra? Vesu, and another kash of the Shema Yimchai, you're telling me that just because it's high up, and practically speaking, in this exact situation, there's no gezero Shema Yimchai, so that's it, you have nothing to worry about. But Tanya, we learned that a braisa, lo yikra. This is not a braisa, we know this. This is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the very beginning of the Masechta. And this is one of the most famous halachas in the Masechta Shabbos. A person's not allowed to learn Torah. La'or haner. Oh, my Rabba said, what's the reason for it? Gzeira Shemayata. This was one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. This is how the Sugi of the Yud Ches Dvarim made it into Masechta Shabbos. The Yud Ches Dvarim, the 18 Takonis Chazal, very, very chomer, that were instituted by Chazal, are discussed in at length in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. It's because of this Mishnah. This is one of the 18 things. The Gzeira was Shema Yata. Rabba said, I feel like Gvayishtei Koymes. This is true, even if the Oiraner was two stories high. I feel like Gvayishtei Mardois, or the length of two axe goats. I feel like Asara Batim Zal Gabi said, if it's 10 houses, one on top of the other, Lo Yikra, still the Allah is Lo Yikra. What's the point? The point is, once the Chachamim said, Lo Yikra, Lo Oiraner, Gzeira Shema Yata, the Chachamim didn't say, well, we're only going to make the Isser where practically speaking there's a Gezerah. No, once the Chachamim make a Gezerah, it's all inclusive. It's what we know as Leiplug. Leiplug! Once the Chachamim make a Gezerah, the Chachamim make a Gezerah. So even if the Oiraner is two stories high, who's going to go ahead to be Yata? It doesn't matter. Once the Chachamim make the Takana, the Chachamim make the Takana. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? What are you telling me? That you're not allowed to read a guest list with the Chaksav? Why not? Because Shema Yimchai, Lamay Nafkamina. Oh, so if it's really high up, there's no Gezerah Shema Yimchai. Two Kashas. Number one, you only hold of Shema Yimchai, you don't hold of Shema Yikra. Why not? Number two, Let's say you only hold a Shema Yimchaik, but it should still be Aser. Because if there's a Shema Yimchaik when it's low, there has to be a Shema Yimchaik when it's high. Because why is it different than Layikra Layraner? That Rabbi said, even if it's tall, but once a Chama made a Takana Shema Yata, there's always a Takana of Shema Yata. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, it could be. Now you have to say it in Afghimina something else. The cause of Akkoy Salamitzi. It was written on a wall, and it was written low. But here we'll say a reverse Nafgimina. According to the Mandama that holds that. It's Shema Yikra, Abaya Loi Chashinon. You don't have to worry. Why not? Because Guda Bishtara Loi Mechlov. You're going to tell me that if I read a guest list off a wall, I may come to read a newspaper. It's not exactly the same. And as a result, it could be there's no concern. I'm afraid to Gemara, Ulamanda Mashema Yikra, Leicha Shema Yimchaik, it's the same Kasha. You're telling me if you hold Shema Yimchaik, it's a problem even if it's on a wall. Shema Yikra, it's not a problem on a wall. So Shema Yikra is going to come out of Kula that if it's on a wall, you have nothing to worry about. But Frank the Gemara, the same question it asked earlier, just in the reverse, but it's the same question. If you hold Shema Yikra, you should L'chura also hold of Shema Yimchai. So at the end of the day, it should be also, even if it's on the wall. So the Gemara says, you're right. Nafgimina would be, if it was written on a tablet, because on a tablet, it would have had to have been engraved. You can't erase it. You can erase something that you write with ink. But if you engrave something, you can't erase it. So if the concern is Shem Yimcha, you have nothing to worry about. But if according to Mandama that holds Shem Yikra, you do have to be concerned. Right to Gemara, again, the same question, going in circles. At the end of the day, if you hold Shem Yikra, it's a problem. So even if you hold Shem Yimcha, it should be a problem. Because why should the man Nama that holds Shema Yimchik not also hold of Shema Yikra? Says the Gemara. V'chitema tavlu pinkis b'shtar le'michlov. Maybe the nekudas ha-machloikis is whether or not we're concerned that a person will confuse a tavla and a pinkis, a tablet with a piece of paper, or a person won't confuse a tavla and a pinkis. In other words, it's worth pausing just for a second to explain the Gemara. Basically, the Gemara is saying is like this, that there were two chashashas introduced as to why it should maybe not be okay to read a guest list off a piece of paper. One was Gzeirah Shema Yimchaik, and the other one was Gzeirah Shema Yikra B'Shtari Yedioitis. Rabibi said Shema Yimchaik, Abaya said Shema Yikra B'Shtari Yedioitis. The Gemara is arguing that there's no reason that the man Nama that holds Shema Yimchaik shouldn't also hold of Shema Yikra B'Shtari Yedioitis. And there's no reason the man Nama that holds Shema Yikra B'Shtari Yedioitis shouldn't also hold of Shema Yimchaik. So if that's the case, what's going to be the Nafkamina? If everyone holds of everything, so then what? Then why each one say a different svar? It sounds like they're arguing about something. Otherwise, they would have said the same thing. The fact that he said different things, that means there's a point of contention. So the Gemara is struggling to figure out what the Nekudas HaMachloikis says. Says the Gemara, maybe this is the Machloikis. Maybe the Nafkamina would be if somebody wrote the list on a tablet. Shema Yimchaik, you have nothing to worry about. What you would have to worry about is Shema Yikra. Maybe the machloikis is whether there's a concern of Shema Yikra in this case, or there's no concern. Meaning, fundamentally, everybody agrees with Shema Yikra. That's what the Gemara is arguing. Just like everyone fundamentally agrees as a Shema Yimchaik, everybody fundamentally agrees as a Shema Yikra. The question is, in this specific case, in this micro case, is there a Shema Yikra, is there no Shema Yikra? What's the reason there should be? If you're going to read a guest list off a tablet, then you may read a newspaper. What's the other argument? This is a tablet. That's a newspaper. It's not mamish, the same thing. So maybe that's the machloikis. Rabibi said Gzeirah Shema Yimchaik. What he meant to say was that in the case of a tavla, you have nothing to worry about as far as Shema Yikra goes. Whereas Abaya said, no, I'm worried Shema Yikra even in the case of a tablet. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So maybe that's the Nafkamina, but the Gemara says it can't be the Nafkamina. You know why? Because that Nafkamina is mentioned in a Braisa, and the Tana of the Braisa takes a position, and if the Tana of the Braisa takes a position, you can't have a Machlokes HaMeirum about something that's Mefurish in a Braisa. We learned in a Braisa, the person's allowed to count how many people are going to be outside, how many people are going to sit inside, outdoor seating, indoor seating, the Kamamana is also a Nich Lefim, how many portions he's going to serve them. So you can read this off a wall. Tablo pinkas, but you can't read it off a ksav that was on a tablo and a pinkas. What's going on? Either if it's talking about where it was written, maishnahocha, what's the difference between if it was written on a wall or not? Elalav the chayek must be it was engraved. And if it was engraved, so there's no gzeir of Shema Yimchaik. Viktani miksav shal gabi akoisel. You see, it's okay only off the ksav of a koisel. Avalo miksav shal gabi tavlo pinkas. So you see that if it's engraved on a tavlo and pinkas, it's not okay. So you see clearly that there's a Shema Yikra
even when the ksav is on a tavla and pigas. No shami yimchayk, because it was engraved. But you see, there's a shema yikra. So you can't tell me that Rabibi and Abaya are arguing whether there's a shema yikra when it's written on a tavla and pigas, because it's a mefurish of braisa that there is. And if that's the case, Rabibi, who's the one that was makel in the Gemara's nafkamin, is going kineged a braisa. Rabibi and Amar can't go kineged a braisa. So what's going on here? Bottom line is we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Moina adam es archav es parparois mi piva balomi. My time, we have two reasons, and we can't figure out what the nafkamin is between the two reasons. Because the Gemara thinks both reasons are so compelling that everyone must hold of everything. So everybody's in agreement that there's no machlokes. So what's the nafkamin? So the Gemara, really, the nafkamin is where it was written on a wall, and it's really high up. What was the question? Really, we had two kashas. The first kasha was that even if you want to tell me that if you hold Shami Yimchaik, in this case, there's no Gzera Shami Yimchaik because it's so high up, but don't I also hold up Shami Yikra? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Loi Plug. What happened to Rabba? Rabba said that the Loi Yikra Loi Raner Shami Yatas, even if it's high up. So how come you don't say Loi Plug? So the Gemara, interestingly, doesn't come back to address the first question. The Gemara only addresses the second question. There's a long Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Olam, that unfortunately we don't have time to go through. It's a Geshmaka Tosfos. It's a real Pshat Tosfos. This Tosfos is a Rashi. Where Tosfos like really gets into the Gemara, where Tosfos addresses the Teretz of the first Kasha. But we'll just do what the Gemara does. And that is, the Gemara addresses the second question. What happened to the Loi Plug? So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Tanoi, it's a machlokistan of tanya with the brayse. Moi no adam es archav es parperoyis and yipiv. Avol moi min aksav. Rav Acha mater miksav shal gabi akoysel. Rav Acha said you're allowed to read off a wall. Heichidam either the kasim mitanto. If it's talking about where it was written low, leicha shami yimchoyik. Why would Rav Acha say it's mutter off a wall? El alav the kasim midli must be it was really high and therefore he said it's mutter off a wall. Must be because he holds shami yimchoyik and there's no shami yimchoyik if it's high. Veshmamino the rabbi tanoi yishmamino. So you see from here that not everybody holds of a loy plug. So what was the kasha? How could you tell me that if you hold Shami Yimchaik, then Afkamin is, it would be mutter if it's high up? What happened to Loi Plug? Clearly, not everybody holds of Loi Plug. There's a Rabach and a Braisa that doesn't hold of Loi Plug. So, what we just did was, is we came out that there's a Machloikis Tanoim, Rabach and the Chachomim in this last Braisa, whether you say Loi Plug or you don't say Loi Plug. When the Chachomim instituted the Takanas Chazal, we do say Loi Plug or we don't say Loi Plug. So the Gemara says, that we can really, Shtautsu, another Machloikis Tanoim where you find this. Where is that? In a brayse. Time to look into the brayse. In Rayim b'mar b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. It implies you're allowed to look in a mirror during the week. And the truth is, looking in mirrors, we have a lot of hashtag mirrors over the years. A lot of interesting halachic issues as it relates to mirrors. But here we're discussing looking in a mirror on Shabbos. So the brayse says, you're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. Or Meir Matib b'mar kavur b'kais. Or Meir said that you're allowed to look in a mirror if it's a mirror that's on the wall. But if the mirror is detached from the wall, it's only then that it's going to be awesome. Now, what's the reason? Why shouldn't you be able to look in a mirror? So the Gemara assumes that the reason is because if you look in a mirror, you're going to see something's a little off. So you may go and take your shaver out, your scissor, you're going to cut something, a hair. So there's a gezeira that you may do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You may look in the mirror, you're not going to like what you see, and you may decide to fix it, which will violate Shabbos. So says the Gemara, so if that's the reason, I don't understand Rameir. Rameir says it's mutter if the mirror's on the wall, but it's aser if it's detached. So what's the reason that if it's attached to the wall, it's okay? Probably, you're going to look in the mirror, you're going to see, I need a scissor. I need a shaver. So you're going to go get your shaver. You're going to remind yourself on your way that there's a problem. What's the difference? If it's not on the wall, it should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, you're right. Where a mayor said it's a problem, he was talking dafka about a marishal matras, a metal mirror. A metal mirror is awesome when it's detached. It's mutter when it's attached. What's the inyan of a metal mirror? The inyan is kidrab nach amar rabbi ravud. Why is it that a metal mirror is not okay? The nature of the muscle, the hashir ban nimin amidudalim. Because this is a real one size fits all. Basically, your mirror could also be your shaver. So you have a mirror. There's something you don't like. You can take the sharp edge of the mirror and cut off here. So over there, a mayor said that it's going to be a problem. So what do we have here? Just high level. We have a shaila whether mirrors on Shabbos are mutter also. Are you allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos? You're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, you're never allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. The mayor says, never allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos? It depends. A marishal matris, only when it's detached, because did is a gzeira. That you may go use the mirror, because otherwise, at the hachi mikra. So what are the Chachamim hold? Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir about what the Gzeir is? No. Chachamim agree with Rav Meir what the Gzeir is. You know what Chachamim hold? Loi plur. That's the side of the Shita of Chachamim. So the Gemara says, you see over here that it's the Hani Tanoi, Kani Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, when the Chachamim instituted a Gzeir. Did they say a loi plur or did they not say a loi plur? So the Gemara says here it's Mefurish that they said a loi plur. Just one more Gemara. Tanu Rabbanu. Ksava Malach Tachas Atzuro. If you have something written underneath a picture, V'tachas Adukneus. Also, the Kroise B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to read a little caption underneath a picture or a piece of art. You're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'diukna Atzma, as it relates to looking at a picture, Af B'chayla, sir. This is something that you're not allowed to look at even during the week. Why? Mishum Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Al Tifnu El Ho Elilim. Okay, what do you see from there? My Talmud Amar Rav Chanan, Al Tifnu El Midaitim. Don't look at something that's the product of somebody's das. So if this is the product of an artist's imagination, you're not even allowed to look at it. So does that mean you're not allowed to look at a painting? Does that mean you're not allowed to look at a picture? So Tosfos says, a very important Tosfos, although not all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos, but this is what Tosfos says, and this is what the halacha is. Nireh, the asuya l'shem avodas gilulim amar, that this is only true if this was made l'shem avodas gilulim, meaning only if this picture is avodah zarah. Avol l'noi mutter, if it's l'noi, it's mutter. Kidemashma b'benon shal kedoshim, and is a riot to this from the benon shal kedoshim. One of the tanam was called benon shal kedoshim, and the Gemara says he was loy mestakli b'tzuros ha'dezuzah. He wouldn't look at a coin. The reason he look at a coin is you have a picture on a coin of a president of something. So he wouldn't look at a coin. So what's mashma? Michal d'achrini, have a mistakli. It was only Bnan Shal Kedoshim that didn't look at the coin. But everybody else did look at the coin. So the bottom line is, says Tosfos, that even though the Gemara says, Diukni atzma af b'chol oser, it's only l'shem avay d'zara, but it's not l'shem avay d'zara, it's not going to be a problem. Just one ha'ara on the Gemara that we just learned, before we go weiter, and this was a very fundamental Gemara, not an easy Gemara, deceptively challenging Gemara. But there's a very interesting klal that we can take with us out of this Gemara, and that is when the Chachamim make a gzeira, is there a loy plug or is there not a loy plug? So we were discussing in our sugya where the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to read a guest list, something as simple as a guest list off a piece of paper. Why not? Rabibi said gzeira shem yimchik, and the Gemara wanted to know, so what would be if the guest list is high up in an area where there's no concern shem yimchik? Is the gzeira inclusive there as well or not? What are the two tzadim? On the one hand, you're not going to be meichik. But then again, maybe once the Chachamim make a takana, it's an inclusive takana. So do you say loy plug or do you not say loy plug? The Gemara Shtautzu Rabba's comment in the first paragraph of the Masechta. Chazal said lo yikur lo yoner, gzeira shemayata. Rabba said, even if there really is no gzeira shemayata, it's really high up. There's no way it's going to ever come to it. The Gemara Shtautzu Machlekes Remeir in the Chachamim. You're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. Why? Because there's certain mirrors that you can use to also shave. Okay, so what if the mirror is attached to the wall? What if it's a different type of mirror? Again, do you say loy plug in the takanas of the Chachamim or do you not say loy plug with regards to the takanas of the Chachamim? But just one beautiful aura that the Chassam Sofer asks right here in the Chedush Chassam Sofer al Hashas, and that is the Ritva on the Gemara makes a comment that you're not allowed to read a guest list on Shabbos, and the Gemara gave two reasons. Rabibi said Gzeira Shem Yimchik. Abaya said Gzeira Shem Yikra B'Shtari Adyotis. The Ritva comments that if you think about it, this is very interesting. You know why? Because both of these chashashas are really Yisurei Derabbanan. Shem Yikra B'Shtari Adyotis. Let's say you read a newspaper on Shabbos. You weren't over Nisa De Raisa. You were over Nisa De Rabbanan, the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Mimtzai Cheftzach of a Dabra Dabra. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's Dab. But what you did was you violated the Rabbanan. So we're making Gezerah the Gezerah, right? We're making Gezerah because of Nisa De Rabbanan. Even Gezerah Shema Yimchik says the Ritva is also Nisa De Rabbanan. Because Moichik, even though it's one of the Lamed Tes Malach, is only Moichik Amanas Lichtiv. The Gezerah over here is not a Moichik Amanas Lichtiv, Ayin Shah. So says the Ritva, this Gemara is really a little bit of a Chiddush. Because you see in this Gemara that we're making a gzeira for something that's in Nisid Rabbanan. Usually the rule is gzeira lay of dinner. But over here we make a gzeira. I'm Ritva, that's not the point that I want to focus on now. But Freitag Sam Soif, if that's the case, Chabab Bomba Kasha. What was the Gemara's Kasha from Rabba? The Gemara said, my timer, why is it that you're not allowed to read this guest list? Rabibi said, Gzeir Hashem Yimchik. Abaya said, Gzeir Hashem Yikr B'Shar Radiotis. My Beinayo, so the Gemara said, very simple. The Nafkamin is, what if it's really high up? Fake the Gemara, if it's really high up and you hold Shem Yimchik, it's going to be mutter. What happened to Loi Plug? Who said you say Loi Plug? Rabba said you say Loi Plug. What was Rabba's case? Loi Yikr Loi Raner. Gzeir Shemayata. Breitach Sam Soifer. Gzeira Shemayata is a gzeira you may come to do in Nisa Deiraisa. If a person is Yata, he's not over Nisa Derabanan. He's going to be over Nisa Deiraisa. He's adding to the fire. That's a Nisa Deiraisa. Over here in our Gemara, there's a gzeira atu and isad rabbanon. It's a feitach sam soif. It's a pella. Maybe loy plug where the chachamim made a gzeira atu. You may come to do an isad deraisa. Or if they're worried about an isad deraisa, it makes sense. There should be a loy plug. You're worried about a deraisa. Shemayat is an isad deraisa. But in our Gemara, all the gzeiras are the rabbanon. Shemayim chayk is the rabbanon. Zochter etva. Shemayikra b'shtori adyoit. This is oichet an isad rabbanon. So over here, these are all gzeiras atu at the rabbanon. So maybe loy plug with the gzeiras atu the deraisa. But maybe you don't say loy plug when the gzeiras atu the rabbanon. Estach sam soif kasha. Either way, zok the Gemara vaitem. Mefes adam and bonav. A person's allowed to make a girl with his family. So you're sitting together, Shabbos meal, who gets this, who gets that? Say so you can make a girl. Says the Gemara, bottom the base, it sounds like you can make it with your family. But otherwise not. What's the dig? Because otherwise it should have just said, Umefis, you can make a girl. From the fact that the Mishnah was so wordy in Banav, in Bnei Beisai, the Mishnah mints his words. So from the fact that in Banav, in Bnei Beisai, it sounds like Dafke in Banav, Bnei Beisai. My time. Well, there must be a reason for this. Gemara says, Yaki, Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Bnei Chabura, Makbidim Zemzeh. If you have people on the Chabura and they're Makbid with each other, meaning you have people that they're traveling together, they spend some time together, but they're very Makbid. They don't just buy food together, chip in, and everybody eats what they want. No. Yeah. So the halacha is, if they're going to divide food on Shabbos, they're going to be over a lot of Yisurim. Number one, over Mishum Mida, you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos. Umishum Mishchi, you're not allowed to weigh things on Shabbos. Umishum Minyan, you're not allowed to count things on Shabbos. Umishum Lavim, Upayim Yantiv, and you may start borrowing and repaying, right? It's on wheels. So you're going to end up with a real situation. Ukidibay Hillel, and according to Hillel, Afmishum Rivis, you're even going to be over the Isser Rivis, right? The Gemara said on Daf Kuf Memches that a woman is not even allowed to lend a loaf of bread because when her friend pays her back, the bread may have gone up in value, you're going to end up being over Issa Rivers. The point is, you could come to a lot of Yisurim. So it's for that reason, Bnei Adam, Hamakpidim Zalzeh, they can't sit and eat together. It's not something they're allowed to do. So what's the tush, though? If you're making a goyro, presumably you're Makpidim Zalzeh. Because if you're not Makpid, then just sit down and go chaf, like everyone does at a kiddush, right? So what are you sitting there? You're going to raffle off the herring. So if you're Bnei Adam Makpidim Zalzeh, says the Gemara, that's why you could only do it in Bnei Beisoy. You can't do it with non-family members. Because with non-family members, you're going to be over the whole list of things that the Gemara just said you're going to be over. But the Gemara says, Manav Shachi Hachi Barav Bnei Beisoy Navi. At the end of the day, this family is obviously Makpidim Zalzeh. This is not such a happy family. This is a family with a makbid. So if they're makbid, then l'chura should be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Because bonav u'bnei beis ha'ainu taimik Rav Yehuda ma'rav. Not something Rav Yehuda ma'shmul said, but something Rav Yehuda ma'rav said. Amar Rav Yehuda ma'rav, mutal l'halvez bonav u'bnei beis ha'beribis. A person's allowed to lend his family, brothers and mishpacha, they're allowed to lend beribis. K'dei lahatim am tam ribis. To let them understand what it tastes like. This is chinuch. So you should understand, you never want to get involved in a ribbis situation. Now, why are you allowed to do it? I thought there's an Issa Ribbis. What, to train your kid what not to do? So the teretz is because the father really owns everything. So he's just like, it's going from one pocket to another pocket. It's not real Ribbis. So it's the same punchline. It's not real Bnei Adam HaMakbidim Zemzeh. It's not real Mida. It's not real Mishkel. It's not real Minyan. It's not real Ribbis. Because it really all belongs to one person. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. The Mishnah said, you had to read the fine print. A Mada Gedolah Keneg Mada Ketaneh, that's not okay. Why not? So Mara says, you're right, I'm really it is okay. But sorry, so this is the way you read the Mishnah. My time could drive you to Merav because it's all one pocket. But the Dirk that we mentioned in the Chesurei Mechzer Vachitani, it's explicit in the Mishnah. Dafka with your family, but with somebody else not. My time, this is Kidder Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Bnei Chabura HaMakbidim Zalzeh, it's not okay. Mona Gedoylo Keneged Mona Ketana Af Bechoyl Acher Maser, and as it relates to non-family members, Mona Gedoylo Keneged Mona Ketana is also even during the week, my time Mishum Kovya. It's because you're gambling. You can't make Goyrolos where the stakes are high. Literally. Mana Gedoyla and Mana Ketana. That's not okay. And to gamble is awesome. We're going to get back to that in a minute. But first, just a little bit more Gemara. Matin L'chalosha. Mishnah said that Kehanim were allowed to make Goyrolois, Avaloy ala Monois. But they weren't allowed to make Goyrolois for the Monois. Om Rav Yaakov Breda Bas Yaakov, Avaloy ala Monois. What does it mean? Avaloy ala Monois. Meaning, what does that mean? So the Gemara says it means ala Monois shel Chol B'Yantif. Meaning, they're allowed to make Goyrolois on Yantif for a carbon that was born on Yontif. But they can't make a goyro on Yontif to divide the food for a carbon that was born Erev Yontif. Pshita, that seems obvious. A Yontif, to get carbon, the carbon's doicha yantiv, so the gairol's doicha yantiv. But an erev yantiv digger carbon, it shouldn't be okay. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Mao de tema, because I would have thought, hayol v'chsev, the pasuk says, v'amcha k'merive koyen, Hosea Navi was giving Musa to the Yidden, and he called them koyanim. And in this context, it was an insult. Usually you're a koyen, v'lei shevet levi bovad, you're the shevet hanivcha. No, he was actually rebuking them. He told them, v'amcha, you fight like you're koyanim. So what do you see from here? Koyanim used to fight. So I would have thought, afilu manos tachal nami, just to prevent fighting, let them make a gairal, otherwise they might kill each other. Kamash for one. And by the way, there's precedence for that. And everyone knows the Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma, and the Gemara talks about it. They used to want to do the Trumas Hadesh, and they ran up the ramp, and there was Shvichas Damim. These things actually happened. So you see, V'amchot Kimri Ve'kayin. So I would have thought you should make a gairal. That's the Chiddush Kamash Malan, that it's not okay. Either way, we just mentioned Rabbi Yaakov, Breda Bas Yaakov, and the Gemara is going to make one of the classic digressions, and that is something else that Rabbi Yaakov, Breda Bas Yaakov said, which is going to take us into tomorrow's daf. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Breda Bas Yaakov, Kol Shecher Nenosh Al Yodah. Any person that causes his friend to be harmed, he too is going to be punished. And his punishment is very, very harsh. He's not going to be allowed into the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person causes someone else to be harmed, his oynish is, ein machnisen oisoi b'mchitzasoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yaakov Berei the Bas Yaakov said this. You know, and how do you know this? Even in Mishum Dechzeh. Maybe from the following pasuk, Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, "Mi yefate es Achav? Who is going to persuade Achav? V'yal v'yipo v'ramos gilad." So the context is Achav, one of the worst kings in Jewish history. He's one of the people that are mentioned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelek of Ve'elu she'ein lem chelek l'olam haba. And it was time for Achav to die, and Achav was gonna fall into a trap. Someone was gonna mislead Achav into thinking that he should fight a war. Really, it was a death trap, and ultimately, Achav died. So this is some inside information as to what's going on in Shemayim. Vayim Hashem. Hashem's talking. Mi yefates Achav v'yal v'yipa b'ramis gilov. Who's going to get Achav to stumble? Who's going to set him up? Vayim zeh b'koy v'zeh oyim b'koy. So there were different malachim. Everyone had a different idea. Vayetzeh ruach v'yam v'lifnei Hashem. And suddenly a ruach comes and stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomer, and said, Ani afatenu, I'm going to be the one, and I'm going to cause Achav to stumble. Vayomer Hashem, Elo Bameh, Vayomer, and he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Eitzei, Vayisei, Ruach Shekel, Bifi Kol Nevi'o, I'm going to go, and I'm going to lie, and I'm going to set him up. I'm going to have Achav's Nevi'im tell Achav that he should fight a certain war, and really he's not supposed to. Let me do it. Vayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tefata, do it. Vegam Tuchol, Tzei, he said, go ahead, you're going to be successful. And then he said, tseh. So number one, my ruach, who is this ruach? Rabbi Yochanan said, ruach shel Navos. This is referring to the ruach of Navos HaYisraeli. Achav killed Navos HaYisraeli. He killed him because he wanted his vineyard. And he ended up killing him. And this ruach took revenge. This was his opportunity to get back of Achav. But either way, so that ruach was the one that stepped forward and said, I'm going to set Achav up. Says, we might say, Hashem told him, tseh. You're going to be successful. Tzei v'asei. What does tzei mean? Says the Gemara. Unbelievable. V'amar Rav. Tzei m'mchitzasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, you can do it. But I'm letting you know you can't be in my mechitzas. This ruach was in the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's literally talking to Hashem. But you do this, you cause Achav, a Rasha Merusha. Achav, who you deserve to take a little bit of revenge on. He killed you. So you just getting back at him. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you cause an oynish to someone. The bottom line is, e-machnisem oitzoy b'mchitzasei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara says, how do you know? This can't be the proof, because v'doma hasam hainu tami d'chsev doivish karim la'yikoy. Maybe the reason is because there's a pasuk that says in Tehillim that someone who's doivish karim la'yikoy le'negedenoy, he has no business being next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is not related to the fact that he said a bacho. Maybe tse because he was a shakra, and someone that lies can't be in the mechitzas of Hashem. Elo mehacha. So the Gemara says, we'll learn that from a different pasuk. It says, sovato koloin mikavoy. Hashem told the Nebuchadnezzar that you had a lot of bizyonos. Shesei gamata v'he'ara. What is this referring to? Sabata calling me kavoy. Zeh Nebuchadnezzar is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Shesei gamata v'he'ara. Zeh tzidkiyo. So the Gemara is going to take us into tomorrow's daf and talk a lot about this. But for now, Rashi says what we need to know is that Nebuchadnezzar was a terrible Rasha. And one of the things he was very guilty of was Mishkav Zachar. In fact, he used to do Mishkav Zachar every day with a king. And he would literally make a rollas. He would decide which king he was going to do Mishkav Zachar with. The Gemara is going to talk about this later. And one of the kings that he did Mishkav Zachar with was with Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. And it seems that Tzidkiyahu was forced into it, but at the same time, he allowed it to happen. And because he allowed it to happen, Tzidkiyahu is included in this pasuk. Savata kolay mikavaych segamata veheyara. First part of pasuk is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Second part of pasuk is referring to Tzidkiyahu. They both get punished. Why did they both get punished? Nebuchadnezzar, we understand why he got punished. Why Tzidkiyahu? Because he aided and abetted. He facilitated, he allowed Nebuchadnezzar to do what he did. And because of that, he gets punished. What must the reason be? Because being that he caused Nebuchadnezzar to be punished, because really Nebuchadnezzar is the real guilty party, but because he allowed it to happen, he caused Nebuchadnezzar to be punished. He caused Nebuchadnezzar to be punished, he also gets punished. So you see from here that if somebody causes someone else to be punished, so it's a long-winded source, but maybe this is the Makar. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Chadda, number one, the Kuli Krab, Nebuchadnezzar said, that pasuk is not referring to Tzidkiyahu's Einish. The safe of the pasuk say gam atavehiyaro that Tzidkiyahu is a reference to what Nebuchadnezzar did to Tzidkiyahu. It's Nebuchadnezzar being punished for what he did to Tzidkiyahu, not Tzidkiyahu's punishment. Va'oy Tzidkiyahu tzadika my havel and never. Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik. That's why it's called Tzidkiyahu, because he was a tzaddik. What was he supposed to do at the end of the day? Why are you blaming Tzidkiyahu for what happened? He was forced into this. We're going to see later, the Gemara is going to talk about this, but either way, you see from here that Tzidkiyahu was forced into it. The Gemara says you're right, that the Makar to what Rabbi Yaakov Brei, the Bas Yaakov said, that if somebody forces someone or someone causes someone to be punished, he learns it from the following pasuk. So, gamma noish l'tzadik, if someone causes a righteous person to be punished, it's not good. If it's not good, it means it's bad. Okay? And it says, the ksiv ki lo kel chofiz resha ato lo yugur chara. Tzadik ato Hashem. For lo yogim yugur chara. That someone that's ra, lo yugur chara, can't be in the same place as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, if a noish l'tzadik is not good, that means a noish l'tzadik is ra. And what we know about ra, lo yugur chara. So that's how we know that if somebody causes someone to be punished, so just to end with one raid bite, and that is, the Gemara said that you're allowed to make a goyro to divvy up food with your family. You can't make it with outsiders because there's an idea of ne'odam ha'makpidim ze'alzeh. What about during the week? So during the week you could do whatever you want, right? It's not true. Because a mona gedoyla can get mona ketana af b'choil acherim aser. You're never allowed to make a goyro. You can't sit a group of people together and divvy up food. I get a bigger portion, you get a smaller portion. My time in the Gemara said, what's the reason? Mishum kovya. Because it's gambling. It's not Rashi. Mishum kovya. Degezahu. Because it's gzela. Da asmachta loikanya. Because asmachta is loikanya. Vaha asmachta. Anytime two people wager a bet, they're really getting involved in what in Choshen Mishpat is known as an asmachta. Rashi explains what an asmachta is. The samach ala goyrel and mipo goyrel amana hagadoy leeskeba. For the fichach tala atzmai afle goyrel laktana ala safik. The ilu yadeh mitchila shekein lehoye misratza. When two people make a bet, says the Gemara, each person is making the bet because he thinks he's right. If I think that I'm betting on the right horse, then I'm going to bet. Otherwise, I'm not going to bet. So what happens when two people wager a bet? All right, $100, my horse wins. $100, your horse wins. So what happens if your horse ends up winning? You're going to take $100 from me. I don't really want to give you the $100. What do you mean? We had a deal. No, we didn't. We had a deal, Kaloymar, but really, I thought I was going to win. Had I known I was going to lose, I would have never done it. It's what the Gemara calls as an asmachta. And there's a major machlokes in the Gemara, whether asmachta is kanya or asmachta is loy kanya. In this context, if asmachta is kanya, so then when you take the money, you're not a gazlan. If asmachta is loy kanya, then when you take the money, you are considered a gazlan. So when the Gemara says that mana gedoyla can get mana ketana af b'choy l'acherim asr, my time mishum kovya, zok, Rashi, what it means is we're going like the man, the amma that holds asmachta loy kanya. So if two people make a bet, the other person not going to take the other thing. So if we make a goyrel to divide food, at the end of the day, you're gambling, you're betting. That's really what you're doing. And kufya's aser. Why? Because asmachta loy kanya. Azayzak Rashi. Taisva says the same shot. That l'chura, When the Gemara says that it's also mishum kovya, it's probably because asmachta likanya. But says the Tosis, if that's the case, this is not halacha l'maisa. This is shaloy alvi b'dehochasa. Because Tosis says we don't paskin that asmachta likanya. We paskin asmachta kanya. How do I know that? Says Tosis, take a look in the sugyo in the Sechta Sanhedrin da chavdal and amadeis da chavfei amaralef. A very, very well-known Mishnah. The Mishnah over there is discussing different people that are apostle edus. A Rasha, a Baal Aveira, is postulatus. If someone does an Aveira, he's postulatus. Now, this Machlok is a Baal of a Rava, what the definition of a Rasha is. Rava says a Rasha is someone that does an Aveira that's Momenois related. So if you're a Ganev, you're a Gazlin, anything that you do monetarily, you do an Aveira, but it's money related. You're an Eichel Nevelos, but you're Eichel Nevelos L'Teyavai. Because non-kosher meat is cheaper than kosher meat. So you're a Russia, but it's because of money, because you want to save a few dollars. You're too cheap to buy kosher food. So if you do Averos because of money-induced reasons, so then the halacha is you're what's known as a Russia de Chamas. Rabbi says a Russia de Chamas is possible in this. But any other person that's a Russia, but he's not a Russia de Chamas per se, someone that's Eichel Nevelos, not a Teyovin because it's cheaper, but a Hachis, because he purposely wants to eat Nevelo, pay more money for Nevelo. So you're doing the Avera not because of money, you're doing the Avera because you're a Baal Avera. So the halacha is that a Russia that's Eichel Nevelos Hachis, Rabbi says it's Kosher Lehis. Abaya argues. Abaya holds that a Russia Eichel Nevelos, even a Hachis, is Pasolehis. Now usually, if you have a Machlokes between Abaya and Rabbi, who do you paskin like? Rabbi. Unless it's one of the Yalkigans. The six exceptions, most famous one is Yishlomi Daz. But the Yal Kigam, the six examples of where the halach is, that the halach is like Abaya. Believe it or not, this is one of the Yal Kigams. So we paskin like Abaya. We paskin that a Mumur Eichel Neveilus, it's the Mem of Yal Kigam. Mumur Eichel Neveilus, the Hachas, according to Abaya, is possible Eidos, because any Rosh is possible Eidos. According to Rava, only a Rosh of the Chamas is possible Eidos. We paskin like Abaya, that if a person is Huchzak, that he's a Baal Avera, the halach is, he's Pasolo Eidos. The Mishnah in the Sechta Sanhedrin Chavdal and Mebeis gives examples of people that are Pasolo Eidos. The Eloin Apsulin, and the first example it gives is a Masachik Bekovia, a gambler. Someone that's a gambler, that loch is, he's Pasolo Eidos. Says, well, Masachik Bekovia, my covet. What did he do wrong? And the Gemara says, Tup Shotim. Rami Bar Chama said, Mishum Bavi Asmachta. Vasmachta Lekani. Really, a gambler is a ganif. Assuming he wins. Because every time he wins, he's taking money from someone that really he shouldn't get. What do you mean? The person's giving it to him. Yeah, he's giving it to him because he thought he was going to... But really, he's a Gazlan. So because he's a Gazlan is possible latest. You want to know why he's possible latest? Because he's a Gazlan. Rav, Abai, everybody owes a Masachet Bekuvi is possible latest. But the Gemara gives another reason. The Gemara says, no. You want to know why a Masachet Bekuvi is possible latest? Rav Sheshes Omar, Levi She'en, Asukim be Yeshuva Shalaylam. It's because he's not Oisik be Yeshuva Shalaylam. So if he's not Oisik be Yeshuva Shalaylam, so he doesn't really understand life, he doesn't understand business, and it's for that reason he's postulated. One says, my nafkamina. Nafkamina is the person actually has a day job. Right? There's certain gamblers don't have day jobs. So if he has a job, and the reason is because he's not Oisik be Yeshuva Shalaylam, he is Oisik be Yeshuva Shalaylam. If the reason that Masachi Bekubi is postulated is because he's a Gazlan, a Gazlan's a Gazlan. Doesn't matter if he has a job. At the end of the day, anytime he gambles, if he wins, he's a Gazlan. So for that reason, he's going to be possible. The Zok Tosfos, in that sugya, we paskin like the mandama that holds the fisha ein asukin be yeshuva shalom. If that's the case, we paskin like the mandama that holds that asmachta is kanyo. If asmachta is kanyo, so it comes out that really, if you're a gambler, you're not a Gazlan. And in fact, if you have a day job, you're even kosher leidos. You don't have a din of a Gazlan. So if that's the case, if that's the case, our Gemara that says that you're not allowed to wage a mona gedoyla kineged mona ketana, my time of mishum kovya, and like Rashi explained, what does it mean mishum kovya? Because asmachta loikanya, it's not true but the halacha, because we paskin that asmachta is kanya. So we paskin that asmachta is kanya, so it comes out that this Gemara right here says toisvis is shalay al nibid halachasa. But the truth is that when you learn Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke about this years ago. But when you learn Masechta Sanhedrin, there's another sheet, and that's the sheet of Sarambam. The Rambam paskins that asmachta is kanya. And if someone's a gambler, if someone's a Masachik Bekuvi, it's Pashit, he doesn't have a din of a Gazlan. Because asmachta is kanya. But the Rambam says that afal pikein, a Masachik Bekuvi is Pasolaitis. He's Pasolaitis with the Rabbanah, not because he's not Oisek B'Yeshuva Shalom. That's the other reason that the Gemara gives. But you want to know why he's Pasol Eidos? He's Pasol Eidos because he has a din of a Gazlan de Devreya. He has a din of a Gazlan Midrabanam. The Midrabanam was Mechadish, that even if you hold Asmachta Kanya, so it's true, Midrabanam, you don't have a din of a Gazlan. But Midrabanam, you do have a din of a Gazlan. The Rambam said there's certain people that if they do X, Y, Z, they have a din of a gazan midivrei, midirabbanan, not midiraisa. And one of his examples are Masachet Bekubi. And he says, that's why Masachet Bekubi is possible to us. Not because he's not Oisik Bishuv Shalaylam, and not because Asmachta Loi Kanye, because Asmachta really is Kanye. But it's only midirabbanan. The Rambam holds you have a din of a gazan midivrei. Lechura, this Gemara is a makar to the Rambam. Because Toysfus had to be matchik, Toys had to kvetch, and Toys had to say that this Gemara is Shalaya Lubba the Hilchasa. Because the Gemara says you can't be Masachet Bekubi, we paskin Asmachta Kanye. So Rashi says, oh, the Gemara must be going like the man Noma that holds a smach to Lekanyu. Toys said the same thing. The Gemara must be going like the man Noma that holds a smach to Lekanyu, which is in the quaint. It's not Geshma, because we pass in a smach to Kanyu. So it says, Toys, I hear you have a Gemara that Shalei Libet HaHilchasa. It's not a pasha to make a Gemara Shalei Libet HaHilchasa. Take a Gemara that describes it Isser and say it's not Oiskalton. Like the Rambam, it's Geshma. It's true a smach to Kanyu. 100%. But at the same time, a Masachik Bekuvio is a gazlin midrabanan. And this Gemara doesn't mean midiraisa necessarily. It can be midrabanan. So you could hold asmach the kanya and this Gemara could still be true. So this Gemara, like the Rambam, could work alibi the hilchasa. This halach of the Rambam, that it's also to be masachi bekuvia, which is a mefurish Gemara, our Gemara. Assuming the Gemara is alibi the hilchasa, it's a mefurish Gemara. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down a Chesha Mishpat. It's in Simen Shin Ayin. Simen Shin Ayin is Dvorim Shin Gezel Midivreyim. Kigoyin, Mafriche Yoinim, Mamasachim Bekubi. That's the name, that's the heading of the simon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Dvarim Shasru Chachomim Mishum Gezel. For over Aleim, I raise a Gazel Midivrei. There are things that the Chachomim said is considered Gzela. Mafriche Yoinim, Umasachim Bekubi. Either way, if someone's Masachim Bekubi, it says the Mechaber, I raise a Gazel Midivrei. So it's Osir Midirabonon to be a Masachim Bekubi. And then the Mechaber says a Chiddush. The Mechaber says that even though it's also to be Mesachik Bekuvio, Yesh Misha Oimer, Sha Mesachik Bekuvio and a Goy, Ein by Mishum Gezel. That if someone's Mesachik Bekuvio with a Goy, there's no Risik Zeil. So says the Mechaber, that even though you're not allowed to be Mesachik Bekuvio, but with a Goy, Ein by Mishum Gezel. Aber Yesh by Isid, Oisid Bidvar, Betelen, She Ein Roy, La Adam, She Yasek, Kol Yom, Of Elo, Bidvar, Chachma, Yeshuv, Shalaylam, but Gezel, Bidvarayim, it's not going to be. Says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to be Mesachik Bekuvio. It's Gzela Dirabanan, even though it's Machtas Kanya. What's the Makar? The Rambam. We have a Mufurish Gemara in today's daf. Shabbos Kuf Mamtais on the base. But at the same time, you're allowed to be Masachit Bekuv, you would have got Faith the Sma. It's a pal. Everybody knows Gezel Akum is awesome. So do the math. If Gezel Akum is awesome, and Masachit Bekuv is Gzela, so why are you allowed to be Masachit Bekuv, you would have got As I Faith the Sma. Says the Sma, you have to say a very big Kiddush. That even though Gezel Akum is awesome, but that's only Gzela Dirabanan. But Gzela Dirabanan is not awesome with a guy. So anything that's considered Gzela on the biblical level is also even with a guy. But something that's considered Gzela only on the rabbinic level, something that's called Gezel de Devrayim, says the Sma is not going to be Yasser. It's Muchach that way. Because the Mechaber says you're not allowed to be Mesachet de Kuvio, it's Gezel de Devrayim, yet you're allowed to be Mesachet de Kuvio with a guy. So how can you be Mesachet de Kuvio with a guy? Must be that Gezel de Devrayim is going to be Yasser. Stating that, the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Goyen, on this halacha, Shulchan Aruch says a davar nifla. This is vintage Vilna Gaon, absolutely tremendous. Says the Vilna Gaon that I think the pshat is more partial, and it's really based on a very brief Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says, why did the Torah have to tell us that there's an Issa Gzela, and that there's an Issa Ribbis? The Torah could have told us one, and it wouldn't know the other. This is the abridged version of the Gemara. The Gemara is really a little longer, but just the abridged version of the Gemara. Why did the Torah have to say there's an Issa Gzela and tell me there's an Issa Ribbis? Could have said Gzela, I would have known Ribbis. It could have said Ribbis, I would have known Gzela. Not first glance. What Shaychis? What does Ribbis have to do with Gzela? Ribbis is a financial transaction, which actually makes a lot of sense. It's a chiddush that is even an Issa Ribbis. Gzela, you're taking something from somebody. But this is what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, it's true. Ribbis is really gzela. It is gzela. But it's a unique type of gzela. Because at the end of the day, the borrower, when he gives the lender ribbis, when the lender gives the mal ribbis, he's doing it willfully. Now, the mal is not supposed to take it. And if he takes it, he's a gazla. But at the end of the day, he's doing it willfully. And being that he's doing it willfully, so says the Gemara, it's different than a typical gzela. So I wouldn't know one from the other. Gzela is when you take it forcefully. Ribbis is when you give it willfully. It's true about Gzela. Oh, but at the end of the day, being that it's different, so therefore, you need to come on to it. Says the Vilna Gaon. So it comes out like this. Ribbis is Gzela. Ribbis is Gzela. That's what Ribbis is. Ribbis is Gzela, says the Gaon. Everybody knows that halacha, that Ribbis with the Gaon is Mutter. In fact, Ram Shita is that it's a mitzvah. But Ribbis with a guy is mutter. What do you see from this, says the Vilna Gaon? That Gzeilas Akum, even though it's Aser, but where the Nigzal gives the Dover that you're stealing willfully, there's no Isser. How do you know that? You know that from Ribbis. Because the Gemara above the Metzia, Samach Aleph, Amin Aleph, says that Ribbis is Gzeilah. And Afal Pike, Ribbis with a guy is mutter. Ay, Gezel Akum is Aser. The Teret says that's only if you're taking it forcefully. But if you give it willfully over there, you don't have a problem of Gezel Akum. Zok the Vilna Gaon, that's Pshad and this Mechaber. Mesachik Bekuvi is Gezel the Devrayim. And Gezel Akum is Aser even by Gzeilah the Rabbanon. Not like the Sma, says the Vilna Gaon. Avadi, you're not let to steal from a guy even something that's considered Gzeilah the Rabbanon. Ay, why you let him be Mesachik Bekuvi with a guy? Because even if Mesachik Bekuvi is Gzeilah, at the end of the day, the guy's giving it to you willfully. So if he's giving it to you willfully, it's like Gara from Ribbis, says the Vilna Gaon. And if by Ribbis you see that Gezel Akum is Mutter, then L'chari here too, it should be Mutter as well. It's Kedai just to read L'shoyne Azov, shall grow inside, says the Vilna Gaon. Afal gaf the kaimel on the Gezel Goyoser. Kamoishem Furish Beresh Simen Shinun Tes. Kahai Gavna. In such a case, the noisin loy midaitoi ain Oser. The Horribis he come our guest. That's the case, you don't have to come on to this man. In other words, we have two mahalchim, why are you letting be Mesachi Bekuvi with a guy? The Rambam sheet is that Mesachi Bekuvi, even if you're the smach the kanya, is still gazelo. It's gazelo madraban. What's the makar? We have a makar in our sugyo. Not like Tosfos, that our gemara shalay libi the hilchasa. It is a libi the hilchasa. It's going even if you're the smach the kanya. I have a smach the kanya, it's not gazelo. The terrace is it's gazelo madraban. And the mechaber paskins that way in chaych mishpatsim and shenai, stating that you're letting be Mesachi Bekuvi with a guy. Why are you letting be Mesachi Bekuvi with a guy? I thought gazel. You're telling me is gzeila. So we have two terutzim. We have the Sma who says a chiddush that even though gezel akum is also, it's only gzeila midiraisa. And then we have the Vilna Gaon that says no, gezel akum is also whether it's gzeila midiraisa or whether it's gzeila midirabbanan. But any gzeila where you give the person the thing willfully, whether it's ribbis or whether it's masachi bekuvia, it's in that case that there's going to be no gezel akum.